All nonsense. Why? Ah, let's forget about those formulas you have and cultural explanation and all that. It is very, very simple. Either you are responsible or you are not. Which one are you? You. Which one are you? Both. Trying to be both. Because it's difficult. The only difficult stuff which is asked from me is to try to be right. And for that I have to fight myself, remember? Second paragraph of this book. First paragraph, you fall in love with your handmaiden. The second, let's go sleeping or dreaming or imagination or non-existence. All of this is not the Pharaoh's one. And you forget that. This forgetting it about it is something that sometimes I look for a couple of minutes to waste your time and remind you that. Look around you. By very, very simply comparing now and 100 years ago, what do you see? 100 years ago, we don't know about the amoeba, we don't know about the galaxies. Nothing. In 100 years, we're here. Isn't it interesting that there are still some people who are living like 100 years ago, with those ideologies? We should change, because environment is changing, isn't it? And this environment is going towards another kind of life. The meaning of life should come out. And when I say the meaning of life, I imagine that's what everybody will say it. Honestly, if everybody will say it, we wouldn't be this. Nobody is talking about it because nobody really knows what's going on, really. Imagine in the future. One thing is obvious. The only thing that I'm asked, responsibility. Remember, this school of thought is responsibility. You accept your responsibility, you're a good fellow. Why? Because it works that way. That's how it is working. So, what should we do? First of all, are you listening? First of all, I'm trying to be responsible, period. No other argument. I'm responsible. Is it bad or good? Nobody will say bad. Yeah, okay, it's good. I'm responsible. I'm responsible for what? For whatever I know. What do I know? I don't know. I'm getting it from my culture. It comes in. And I will try to skip that responsibility sometime. To relax, to think about me and myself and all that. Then what happens? Oh, nothing. I could live like 1,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago. I could, just to be like an animal. Forget about the writing and forget even about talking. That's the animal life. The life that I want is the responsible one. But, sorry, it is a little bit silly. Yes, to be honest, it's silly. Because being honest, it should be silly to be honest. Because what is lying and cheating? What is it? Don't you know? It's life. All the living creatures, they cheat. That's what it is. In reality, every single Pharaoh should think about me. Even if the condition is no good, they start to eat their children. Yeah. That's what that kind of life is. For us, it's silly, yes. Because I accept to be that silly one, to be responsible. Why do I do it? If I'm cheating, I'm the winner. Good. If I'm not cheating, and I'm giving up, and somebody is cheating me, then what? This is the tricky part. Yes, I know I could cheat. And I know she's trying to cheat me. And I don't try very hard to stop her. I will a little bit give some hints and think that, listen, my friend, it could be like this and that. But at the end of the day, I go home, I have lost that benefit, she goes home, she has that benefit. Who is the loser? Who is the winner? You tell me. That's the tricky point. Who is the winner? When we go home, I am the winner. I have the satisfaction that for a couple of dollars I didn't cheat. I get my honesty. And I promised myself. Why? Because the sky is high. There is no reason. Why did I promise myself to be a good boy? I did, I don't know. That's the complicated part of it. But at the end of the day, responsibility has built up for millennia. And now, nobody talks openly about the slavery anymore. We are changing little by little. Why? That satisfaction, that joy which is in the heart of the Moses. The rest belongs to Pharaoh. What belongs to Moses? Nothing. The only thing is, he is satisfied by being at the side of the God. It's interesting. He is a fellow, very bad manner, very tricky fellow. And he does so many miracles that you cannot even think about them, all of them together. And he doesn't do one good stuff. This is what Moses is. Something is there. Something that we have difficulties to explain it. This is why I arrived at this moment. I'm always in here. The difficult part is I cannot really honestly explain it. If my aunt, you know my aunt, she's a very good old lady. If my aunt asks something about music, what should I tell her? My aunt doesn't understand music. The only music she knows is this. So what? Is there any way that I will teach her what is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart? There is the point, the difficult point. We know beauty exists. And we know the expert who has spent their entire life learning about it, and they are the leader of our taste, and they are there. How? We don't know. Why? We don't know. You tell me, how come that during these 200 years of all the instruments and possibilities around, there is no other Mozart? What happened? What happened to Leonardo da Vinci? Yes, this is my weak point. I have to bring in the names, and you could think that. So what? There are a couple of names. These names are the culture of the human being. The real meaning and essence of beauty is in Da Vinci, yes. We asked him, how do you do it? Do you remember? He said, I don't know. He says, I don't know. Do you want me to explain it? And that's the excuse I bring in, the beauty. This is the excuse. The main stuff, the essence, is love. What is love? Being crazy. Instead of grabbing something, giving something. Yes, it's crazy. And normally it ends very bad. It's tragedy. Romeo and Juliet. But everything, deep down, think, oh, good for them. Because we know there is something there. And that's not wanting. Wanting is this. Wanting is the wishes of the animal. Love, the state of giving, is something else. Totally. The main difference is love is simple. It doesn't have if or either blah blah. No argument. First of all, you're either in love or not. I know you don't believe it because you think, at least I have 75% I'm in love. Maybe 92%. There is no such stuff. This is a very special quality for the heart of the human being. Well, that's nothing. I bring in the art because it's more, the examples are more out there to see that, yes, we realize that in human being now there is someone else, which is not the animal, which is not the son of the monkey. Yes, literally we are one of those monkeys. But there is something else. Moses. Here we talk about that Moses. And I want to just waste a couple of minutes of your time to remind you why we insist on this. And we try to really get it, because it should get in my bone. It should be there. It's not something that I will think about it and play with it and blah, blah. We are looking at that. So this is one of the points that he has taught. And he said, remember, when something is wrong, you did something wrong. Correct yourself. Remember, because for you, always correction is for outside. You want to correct this universe. This universe, first of all, is very good. There is only one negative stuff about this universe. It's you. There is no problem with the universe. The problem is with we. We don't know how to deal with it. Even when we pretend that we're talking about love, we're talking about hatred. A group hating another group for what? For a couple of thousand years old story. But this is how it works. He said, you have to correct yourself, then. Meanwhile, he said, okay, please remember that everything is happening and normally you could go away, but it's not like this. When I was talking about Da Vinci and Vivaldi, suddenly I realized that you thought about, okay, so they are at the time, so maybe they understand each other. The way Beethoven understand the music of Vivaldi is something that no one, nobody knows, nobody could imagine. day on this